from KQED.
From wildfires to tsunamis now, scientists at Stanford may have found a way to build a better warning system for those, as KQED science editor Craig Miller explains.
When earthquakes rumble below the ocean floor, they can trigger the big killer waves we call tsunamis. But they also make sound waves, and those race ahead at 10 times the speed of the ocean waves.
These sound waves are very sensitive to seafloor, vertical seafloor uplift, exactly the same thing that's exciting the tsunamis.
Eric Dunham is the geophysicist whose team stumbled on that connection when they were modeling the 2011 tsunami that claimed more than 15,000 lives in Japan and later did nearly $60 million in damage along the California coast.
When making plots of that, we just saw incredibly huge amplitude sound waves. It wasn't something that we were really expecting. It is something that's obvious in retrospect.
Those sound waves are the sonic signature that, if captured in real time, could give scientists a critical piece of information that's been missing. The height of the waves likely to make landfall. Current systems can estimate the magnitude of an undersea quake, but not if the fault slipped far below the ocean floor or close to it.
Shallow slip is what causes seafloor uplift and hence large tsunamis.
Dunham says that tracking that data could have meant another 10 or 15 minutes warning of the immensity of the waves heading for Japan. This kind of sonic monitoring wouldn't be cheap or simple. It would require a network of underwater mics called hydrophones, listening for subsea quakes, and fast computers to quickly analyze the data. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.